I shouldn't do that. Yeah, this one I can get, I'm sure. If your mind is made up that you're not going to do something, and someone keeps pestering you, you might finally, in desperation, say, it'll do you no good to pester because my mind is made up.
Will not do it. Now, that's probably what I'd say if it's...
Would you say will not?
I won't. No, I'll get down. I won't do it. That's right. Yes, that's right.
Do that.
I see what you mean, yes. I won't do it. No, I'm sure that's what I'd say. I won't do it.
I wanted to get the word.
I'm trying. I expect I'm being over careful to use English here.
No, I want you to do is relax. And yes, that's the same
right. I understand.
In the early days was might could, or even today is might could used here. I might can do it.
No, sir. I wouldn't say that I've ever used that. I might have heard it a few times, but not as no, I wouldn't recognize it.
I heard that in Stillwater and was very surprised.
Might could.
It's a good southernism.
Yes, I have it with children to see that I teach good grade and they come from all over the country. I might could. And it's an expression now when they use it, right? It stands out to me because I'm not familiar with that expression.
I think I caught myself using it the other day, simply because I find I use awful things in the course of time. My dialect is just a mishmash because I work with this. And
you get in that your community or locale that's using those, it's easy to get into. I was dropping my R's in the year I spent down in Tennessee. That unconsciously. I found it was easy to do.
Yes, it is. We had a couple from Tennessee who lived across the hall from us. They were from way down south in the mountains and fine people, but they had a strange dialect. They used such things as kindly, it's kindly good. And one day, my wife said, stop that, will you? And I didn't know what she was talking about. But she said I was using puttin', as in I puttin' on my hat.
I sure found myself dropping my R's, and we were right in the southern dialect, and they never used their R's at all. It's easy. It's very easy to get into.
Did you have owls around here?
Yes, sir.
What kind?
We got the barn owl. Bard is right. We always called barn owl, but the barn owl and the little hoot owls, prairie dog owls. And they have another type, but I don't know if they've got a special name, kind of a white. The barn owl is a big ear, horned owl.
Your monkey face owl.
Yes, monkey face, we have those. About four different types.
Did you have those birds that, or do you have them now that peck holes in trees?
No, we have the woodpeckers and the yellowhammer, both of them do that, yes, sir.
And how about those animals that can whip their tail and make an awful smell?
I trapped a lot of them in my school days.
They're hard to let go, aren't they? You ever try to turn one loose?
Well, I pretty well knew how to turn them loose. No, I never tried to stay away from them.
What did you call those?
Well, you have the civet cat and your skunk both here.
Was that the normal term, skunk?
Skunk, yes, sir.
Was it ever called a polecat?
The polecat was spoken of as a civet cat.
Oh.
And they're different. The other was a small spotted animal, and that was the polecat here. And that's skunk. He's not spoken of as a polecat. No,
oh.
No.
I saw some crows out eating a carcass on the highway. They must have been very hungry crows.
Mm-hmm.